children. It's time to leave.
Hi, Teach. I got some terrific holographs of our field trip.
Oh, that's fine, Orville. Now take your seat, please.
I'm going to keep this meteorite for a paperweight.
Can I take back a sample of plant life for show and tell?
I don't see why not. But hurry along. We're blasting off soon.
Did you hear that? Let's get going.
Now, is anyone missing? Elroy Jetson. Sometimes that boy makes me wish I'd been programmed as a computerized dishwasher.
Elroy! Elroy Jetson!
Boy, what a swell-looking rock. I'll add it to my collection. Gee, and I thought I had a good grip on it.
Elroy Jetson, I've been looking all over this asteroid for you.
I found a weird-looking rock under that boulder over there.
And just look how dirty your spacesuit is.
Oh, you sound like my mom. Do we have to go? It would have been the best specimen in my whole collection.
We've got to get back to the school shuttle.
Hey, how did the rock get in here? Isn't it the spaciest?
All I know is we're late, young man, and we won't get back before your bedtime.
Wait till Dad sees this. He'll be proud of me.
Oh, good. It's almost time for the Edge of Space program. We can watch it on our new 3D TV holographic set.
Okay, but I wanted to watch the spaceball game.
Your eyes burn like two Martian moons.
Oh, Jeffrey, my darling.
Oh, Jennifer, my celestial star.
Oh, my aching back. Can't we switch to the spaceball game for a second?
Spaceball? Really, sir, this is a very dramatic scene.
Sorry.
He's going to propose to Jennifer. Now be quiet.
Mother! Will you just look at my hair? It's a mess!
Why, Judy, it looks, quite different.
My stellar styler broke down. I dialed up a simple spiral nebula twist, and look what it did. If I have to go to school like this tomorrow, I'll just die.
Maybe your father can fix it for you.
Now batting for the Chicago Comets is Joey Jupiter.
Hey, knock it out of the solar system, Joey.
Here's the pitch.
George Jetson?
Yes, dear. Ouch!
George, what happened to my soap opera?
Sorry, Jane. I'll switch it back again. Uh-oh. The programs are mixed together.
Why, you're not Jeffrey.
And you're not the umpire.
I'll have to get the TV fixed tomorrow.
Mr. and Mrs. Jane, look who the school shuttle just dropped off.
Huh? What's that?
I think it's time our little explorer went to bed.
Mom, Dad, wait till I tell you what I found on the asteroid.
You can tell us all about it in the morning, son.
I'll tuck him into bed, Rosie.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, maybe this thing is cleared up by itself.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, Joey. We're being watched.
Hey, buddy. We'd like a little privacy here, okay?
Oh. Sorry.
What would you like to dream about tonight, Elroy? Jungle hunter? Super sports star? Or rocket ranger?
Rocket ranger.
Sleep tight, Elroy.
Good evening, Rocket Ranger. Tonight, your mission is to battle the gas blobs of Beta 3. Look out, Rocket Ranger. There's a swarm of deadly bees on your right.
Astro, I thought you were a swarm of deadly bees. Do you want to wake Mom and Dad up?
Sorry.
I know you're sorry, but But what's wrong with you?
Look up there.
That's my rock. How did it get way up there? Look, it's breaking apart.
Hello. Hey, what are you doing?
That really wasn't a rock I picked up on the asteroid, was it? It was an egg. You were inside an egg. Jumping Jupiter. This is even better than I thought. Astro, stop that. You go sleep in the kitchen tonight. You can come down now. Astro won't hurt you. My name is Elroy. Do you have a name?
Hey, my name is Orbity.
You're an Orbity?
Uh-huh.
Well, welcome to Earth. Wow, just wait till I show you off tomorrow morning. Now, don't go away. Good night, Orbity.
Boy, oh boy, I'm a mess this morning. I shouldn't have eaten that pizza in bed. Ah, this'll put this grooming gizmo to the test. Elroy! Have you been tinkering with my auto barber grooming gizmo?
Thanks for fixing my stellar styler last night, Daddy. It's working better than ever now.
I didn't do anything to it last night. Something weird is going on here. Judy's hairdresser gets fixed overnight, and someone's been fooling around with my auto barber. And I'll bet that someone is Elroy.
Daddy! What is that thing?
Whatever it is, I'll protect you. Whatever you are, get out of my house. No, you don't.
Is that you, George?
Can't talk now, honey. I'm saving you from a monster.
That's thoughtful of you, dearie.
I didn't know Mr. Jane took up jogging.
All right, you. When I say out, I mean out.
You're looking good, Mr. Jane.
Did you get rid of the daddy?
Astro!
Goodness me, what a noisy household this morning. Funny, I don't remember having a dust rag this color.
Hello.
Quick, Astro, attack.
Richard?
There's some kind of monster loose in this house.
Monster?
Ha! Some god dog you turned out to be.
What's going on out here? Mother, there's some horrible monster in the house.
And it's got hold of Elroy.
Hey, how's a kid supposed to get his sleep with all his racket out here?
Be brave, Elroy. I'll rush the monster and you run for safety.
You mean Orbity? He's no monster. He's a friend of mine.
Yeah, friend.
For friend? Where did he come from?
He hatched in my room last night.
Oh, sure, he hatched. He hatched?
It was inside an egg that I picked up by mistake on an asteroid.
Oh, this is too much for me this early in the morning. What next? Oh, why can't we have normal problems like everyone else? Let's see. D, E... Ah, here we are. F.
Micro Encyclopedia, Volume O, at your service.
Okay. Show me what you know about a creature named Orbity.
I have a fascinating article on outer space owls, if you'd be interested.
Maybe next time. Orbity, please. I can't stand the know-it-all encyclopedia.
How about ogres?
Ostriches? No, no, pay attention. I said Orbity.
Can I help it if you mumble? Orbity, a rare endangered asteroid animal. It moves by using spring-loaded legs and suction cup feet.
That I already know.
If I may continue. Changes color to express its emotions. Considered friendly, helpful, and polite. Last reported sighting 650 years ago. Genus, Statelitis crateris orbitus.
Daddy, that little purple thing is taking our 3D TV apart in the living room.
Oh, no. I'll stop it. All right. Where did you go? Endangered species or not, if you damage my TV, I'll...
And our splash crater will attempt a triple somersault into the seven pools of Pluto Swim Stadium.
What do you know? That little Orbity thing did fix the TV. Orbity must have worked on Judy's hairstyler last night and my auto barber this morning.
Boy, this is fun.
Whee!
Now, Roy, want to play catch?
Play catch? Well, sure, Astro. Catch. That was terrific, Orbity. Can you do that again?
What's for lunch, Jane?
It's been such a hectic morning, I only had time to throw together a few sandwiches and things.
Oh, sounds good to me. I'm starved. Ah, this is good for a start, Jane. Dig in, gang.
Dad, Orbity hasn't eaten a thing since he hatched. He must be hungry.
Don't worry about him. Did you feed Astro yet?
Yeah, I just put out his Dyna Delta dog chow.
I wonder what that thing does eat.
Yum, yum, yum.
Hey, Astro, do you want some table scraps?
Scraps?
Oh, gone? Well, you shouldn't gulp down your food so fast. You want any of this, Orbity?
Isn't he cute? He's adorable.
And I found him. Can Orbity stay with us, Dad?
I don't know, son. He's an alien creature and should go back home to be with his own family.
But if he's an endangered species, maybe there aren't any others on that asteroid. And he'd be all alone.
Let's sleep on it tonight, okay?
Astro, where are you going? Where do you think he went, Dad?
Don't worry, Elroy. Astro is one dog who can take care of himself.
You're a heavy one, ain't you, Rover?
Astro, my name's Astro.
Whatever. Maxie, this is Felix. I found another one without a licensed collar. I'm bringing him in.
Well, Roy, don't worry. I'm sure Astro just went out for a walk or something.
But I just gotta find him, Dad.
Not tonight. We'll go out first thing in the morning, okay?
Aw, Dad.
That's final, Elroy. Now go to sleep, will you?
Orbity, why did Astro run away like that? He was jealous of you? Why? Yeah, I guess I have been ignoring him. If we could only track him down and, and explain.
Oh, I know him.
You can find him?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then. Let's get going. You're still turning blue, Arbity. Maybe he's off in the other direction. This must be the right way. Oh, we're getting warm.
Don't be sad, Rover. You won't be here long. We're shipping you off to the Dog Star Kennels in the morning.
Psst, Astro.
We're ready.
How are you, boy? No, Astro. It was Orbity who helped me find you. I'm sorry if I made you jealous. I didn't mean to.
Really?
Yes, really. Orbity is sorry, too.
Yeah, me too. Woof, woof.
You're the best dog any kid ever had.
Oh, thanks, Elroy.
We'll save the thanks until I get you out of here. How does this thing open? That looks too complicated for me.
Hey, who's out there?
We gotta hide, quick.
Okay, Rover, who you talking to out here? Well, I don't see anything, but I want quiet out here, understand?
Rester.
All clear, Arbity. Gee, I don't think I can open that lock. Hey, that's right. Orbity can take anything apart.
Hooray! Hooray! Freedom!
I know I heard something out there this time. Maxie, we've got a break. Hit the sirens. Try and bust out of my kennel, will you? All right, hold it right there.
This is my dog, mister.
As long as he doesn't have a collar, I've got to take him in. What's he got behind his back?
That's just an Orbity.
Orbity Smorbity. Doesn't have a license, I'll have to take him in. Hey, whoop! Control alone. Hey, you can't do this. I work for the city, you know. Maxie ain't gonna believe this one.
Wow, you're gonna get it. We should be very angry with you, young man.
Mom, I just had to rescue Astro.
Like your mother said, we should be angry. But we're just glad that you're home safe.
Hooray!
You too, Astro.
Orbity is the one who really saved Astro.
That's right.
Won't you change your mind? Can't Orbity stay with us?
Please, Arch.
Well, he is an endangered species. And I guess he needs to have a family of his own. And he is handy at fixing things.
Hooray!
Hold it, hold it. Where is Orbity? I haven't seen him since you got home.
Baby!
Orbity, come back. We want you to stay.
That's right.
Oh, gee. I guess he didn't hear us.
Well, maybe it's best for him to leave. But we all love him.
Yeah, he was so cute.
Orbity, you're back.
Woof, woof.
Welcome to the family, Orbity. You big show-off.
You big show-off?
I need your woof-woof.